Hello, friends. Stan Hootie, business editor with the Daily Gazette family of newspapers. Each week, I travel across upstate's New York capital region and meet interesting people talking about exciting things happening in their lives. I also have the pleasure of working with a host of talented writers who cover a variety of topics on a weekly basis. Some of those interactions begin as assignments, some as random meetings, but through these fortunate opportunities, I like to think that, in some small way, each time, they become friends.
While Santa continues to make a list and check it twice before making a brief detour to Schenectady this Saturday for the 56th annual Schenectady Holiday Parade, I had the opportunity to sit down with the real boss of the North Pole, Mrs. Claus. This is the second year that one of my most favorite people in the world has helped bring a smile and joy to the parade, along with her own merry band of elves. Mrs. Claus talked about the parade, what it means to her, talks about some new helpers that are joining this year's parade. The GE Theater Proctor Sensory Room has special meaning to Mrs. Claus, and she explains why there should be room for everyone to enjoy the event. And we close out the conversation with Mrs. Claus revealing that she has something on her wish list for this year's parade, a request from the block party opening act, Sidney Wordley, performing on the main stage at 3 p.m. Start off the season with my conversation with the adorable and insightful Mrs. Claus.
Well, ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Claus, it is wonderful to have you on the Stan and Friends podcast as we head into the 56th annual Schenectady County Holiday Parade. And you return once again to Schenectady County to be a part of this. So how excited are you for Saturday?
I am very excited. I look forward to this all year long. So I'm grateful to be back.
And we already had some fun.
We did. We had lots of fun.
So we were near Santa's float at an undisclosed location near State Street. And you and Newsy had some fun doing some promotions for it. And we didn't do that last year. So how much fun was that? And kind of what do you think about heading into Saturday?
Newsy and I had a lot of fun. Newsy likes to be silly, and so does Mrs. Claus sometimes. So we had lots of fun doing some videos with our awesome float that we have. And I can't wait to, I look so forward to seeing all of the kids there and just that Christmas magic that the parade brings, the holiday magic and all of the different floats. And there's just so much to see and do.
And I know we're changing up the schedule a little bit at your request.
At my request.
To be there right when we're ripping things off at 3 o'clock, the main stage with Sidney Wordley.
Yes.
And you're excited. You want to be out and about not only early on at 3 o'clock, but also during the parade. You're not on the throne just doing the Mrs. Claus Queen's wave this year. You're changing things up.
I am. So I arrived last year and kind of walked into the end of what looked like a dance party. And Mrs. Claus wants to be a part of that. And so do my elves. So I wanted to come early so that I can be out there and dance and have some fun with people and make my way around. And as far as walking in the parade, I just love the interaction with all of the people that are there to see the parade. And if I can walk and wave, I thought that would be a great thing.
What surprised you about your appearance last year in the parade? What was the wow factor for you that made this an automatic to come back this year?
I've never been to the parade, and for me, so it was a lot of firsts, and to see the amount of people that come out to see the parade, and then for me, it was the magic of the float that I'm on. I get to be a part of Santa Claus and the magic that is, and so you can see the kids, all of everyone's faces, even the adults. It's that Christmas magic that just lights up the world, and it was really exciting to be a part of that. And that for me is the thing that will stand out the most every time.
So I know In your younger years, Mrs. Claus, you were a cheerleader.
I was.
And you walked Newsy through an attempt at a cheer.
Yes, we did a cheer.
So the one thing that I think of is we have this big parade, 110 pieces, 110 floats, organizations, things like that. And you naturally, your beauty and the magic closes everything out. Santa's the last one. And so we're there for a period of time and things are coming by and people are clapping and things are smiling. And then you come now walking up, previously rolling up. And it's like the roar of the crowd. So what's it like when being a cheerleader, when you're there and the teams would come out and bust through the sign and everybody would cheer? You had that moment when you were a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens and then it stops. But when you're with Santa, it's an hour. Like every step, there are people screaming Santa and cheering and smiling. What's that like?
That is the part that I can't wait for. And I can't wait to be walking because I'm even closer to it. You can see it from the float, but to be in it, that makes my cheer heart so happy. I can't wait to be a part of that just eruption of joy. And it's something I look so forward to.
And then we have a change of a lineup a little bit. Our elves lineup is a little bit different.
Yes.
We have Minnie-Me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the sister of Minnie-Me.
Yes.
The stepsister of Minnie-Me. So we've kind of got family on the float, but I mean, we really can stress family because we have the head elf.
Yes, we have a head elf this year.
So we were going back and forth on names and roles, and we as a family, we leaned into Grammy Elf, but I think Grammy Elf adopted head elf.
Yes, she's happy with the head elf.
And was it a hard sell?
Absolutely not. She was not around last year at the parade time. She was out visiting family in Arkansas, so she was not able to be with us that day or else she would have 100%. So when the opportunity came for this year, it was not even a question. So
what's the conversation been like with Head Elf heading into this?
She's got her outfit ready. She's got all the things she needs. She can't wait to be with our other two elves for the day and just to be a part of all that we get to do, and she can't wait.
So this is the third or fourth podcast we're going to have talking about the holiday parade. We have a variety of different people on. We had the Stan and Shen podcast, and then I've got three Stan and Friend installments kind of almost all around this. Around the holiday parade, and on each one of them, from doing the promos with Newsy and the conversation, is there's a thing that there's just stuck with me, and I've said it on every podcast with everyone we've talked to, and every conversation in the office, is when you've talked about the parade, and you've talked about the importance of the experience, not only for you, but for the elves, and how important it is to get this set of elves here this year. How meaningful it is. And the term you used was core memory.
Yes.
And it's so apropos, but I want you to explain that term and how you came about to like just latch onto that and use that phrase.
Yes. So one of Mrs. Claus's favorite Disney movies is Inside Out. And ever since I've watched that for the millionth time, one of the things that always pops into the main character's head is her core memories. And those are those things in your life that are just so important that you'll never forget them. And I feel like the holiday parade is something that I know if I was my 7-year-old self and got to do something like that, I would never forget it. And I would talk about it forever. So that to me is that core memory that will stick with you for the rest of your life.
And Schenectady County, and it started last year and it's carrying through this year, they're doing everything they can to make this a parade for everyone. So we have generational fans on the sidewalk, you know, great-grandparents, grandparents,
parents, children, caretakers, and things like that, grown-ups per se, on the sidewalk, and then cooperation with proctors, and then we have Crossroads and Bring On the Spectrum have teamed up to have a sensory room inside the GE Theater at Proctor's. And it started last year and was kind of new. And we're really trying to talk about that and get that word out. And I know talking to you last year, your eyes lit up when I was telling you about it because it was news to you. Not only that they had it, but you have such a complete understanding and deep knowledge of how important a sensory room is for everyone. That's the conversation that came out this year, is the sensory room is just not for people that are on the spectrum, but it's also for everybody else who has any type of challenges in that type of setting. So I want to talk to you about the importance of what a sensory room is and what it can do for those people. And it hits home for all of us because, you know, our tiniest elf,
yes,
you know, will not be at the parade. Is Gino, again, age is a big factor.
Yes,
probably more than anything. But he is on the spectrum. But your appreciation and knowledge of what a sensory room experience allows someone like a Gino elf to have to be a part of this. So how important is a sensory room, and what does it do for someone like a Gino?
So having the sensory space, so sensory is a lot of different things. It can be the lights, the sounds, the amount of people, just too much commotion. There's so much. You could go on and on in that avenue. So having a room or a space where things are more dim and quieter and it's a small, like there's very few people in there, all of those things, like, that is huge in the realm of inclusion and making sure that everyone that wants to see the parade can see the parade and doesn't have to feel like they can't because of those sensory, the struggles in their sensory. So it's just, to me, especially because I do have my little special elf who is on the spectrum, and I know for him that would be it, just having that place to go where he could go and watch the parade, that's wonderful. And there's also people that are not on the spectrum that do struggle with those same sensory things, like just having a too big of a crowd, or there's not, it's too loud, or whatever it is. It just gives a safe space for whomever may need it to be able to not feel like they have to stay home or don't get to witness the parade, which I just think it's wonderful.
And did you make it in last year quickly, a quick one? Whereas I think this year the plan's a little bit different, right?
I did. Yes. We popped in for a quick minute. I hoped that with this year, now that I kind of was able to scope things out, I would like to make that a little bit longer of a visit if I'm able to this year. So that is absolutely the goal.
And also within that realm, not only if someone's not able, you know, if the crowds are an issue or things like that, or the location and things like that, transportation, you know, we have the sensory room for those that need it, desire it, want it, need it. But also we're live streaming the parade again this year through the Daily Gazette Facebook page and on our main page, as well as Schenectady County. So I know last year was our first time doing that, and we pulled it off, and the viewing was astronomical. Was absolutely wonderful. So we're hoping to do even more of that. So someone, again, unable, and I think of the grandest elf of all, Pop Pop. Mm-hmm. Pop.
Yes.
Pop squared. What's, I don't know.
If yeah.
You know, Pop times three. Can see everybody, yes, and listen to us. And I'll give him a shout out on our live stream as we're at the, as now been officially called the first stage. We are not at the main stage at Proctor's, but we are now at, we deemed the first stage because we're the first one to set eyes on, and all the entries and all the floats at the first stage on State Street, right near Frog Alley. So we're pretty excited about that. What prep goes into, how big of a little inside some workings for those of you who aspire to be a Mrs. Claus. It's a lot, you put a lot of detail into being, you know, arriving as Mrs. Claus.
Yes, I totally enjoy all that is to make into a beautiful Mrs. Claus. She absolutely does wonders with her makeup and all of the things. So I think for me, it's just making sure to be true. So we've got always our rosy cheeks and our bright red lips, and those are those little details that are so important for a true, authentic Mrs. Claus. So yeah, I have so much fun doing it. It's not a quick thing, but it's fun, and it always ends up looking like it's supposed to.
So I know things are kicking off at 3 o'clock at the main stage with Sydney Wordley, friend of the podcast, and there is an ask from Mrs. Claus and the elves. For Sydney Worthy, who has the ability to full Taylor Swift catalog, along with her wonderful original stuff. So I think there's going to be a good mix in there. But I know there's an ask of a Taylor Swift song prior to 5 o'clock, probably prior to 4:45 for the tree lighting, that you kind of want to make sure you and the elves are around for. So tell me a little bit about that request to Sydney, because we have a call in to her and her people. To make this special request.
Yes, so it's a big ask, because it is a song off of her brand new album, but it is the favorite song of myself and my two little elves, and there is a dance that goes along with the song. And if you are a true Swiftie, you will already know what I'm talking about, but it is The Fate of Ophelia is the song, and there is a dance within that music video that has gone viral, and myself and my elves practice it all the time. We love to do it. So we would love to hear that song so that we can dance along.
So we may have this like almost like line dancing, like you could be leading the dance party.
Yeah. Yep. You know,
if not up on stage.
Hey, I mean,
it's a big stage.
We're down for whatever. They've been practicing. So it's a dance that you'd be surprised. I would bet there's probably a lot of friends out there that would know it. So.
All right. So the countdown's on. We're almost approaching hours away.
Yeah.
From the big parade. Weather's on our side.
It is. It was very, very windy last year, but we still made it a great day. But this year, there's no wind. The sun looks like it's going to be shining, unless that's changed.
All right. So Schenectady County Holiday Parade, Saturday, November 22nd. It's a big day.
It's a big day.
Day before is also big.
Oh, yeah.
That's circled.
It's boss's birthday. That's most important.
So I will be fully recovered from my wing intake on the 21st, but then literally with bells on.
Yes.
Myself and Newsy and yourself and the head elf and the elves and a ton of holiday spirit coming down State Street at you. So I'm tickled, can't wait, get there early, enjoy. Things really kick off at 3 o'clock, that magic number. All the merchants on J Street are open. There's tons of hot chocolate to be had, several different hot chocolate stations. Apparently there may still be a strong, highly recommended viewing area with hot chocolate with the nest outside. There may be a premium viewing station for those who want to be inside and imbibe. Frog Alley Patio is also available. So this is a State Street merchant business countywide event. There's a lot of hands in it, but they're all looking forward to uplifting the city and making sure that they retain the title as the largest nighttime holiday parade in the Northeast. And from myself and the entire Gazette family of newspapers, we can't thank you enough for once again coming on as being here as Mrs. Claus and the elves and head elf. And of course, we can't do it without Newsy.
Of course.
If we didn't have the big guy in Newsy, I don't know if we have a parade.
Right. I will be here for as long as you have me. So I can't wait. I'm so excited.
All right. We'll see you Saturday.
I'll be there with bells on.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all of my friends, old and new, who have made this possible.
John Norris, Pint-Sized Reviewer.
Thomas Demopoulos, Journalist.
Mrs. Claus in the Schenectady County Holiday Parade.
Rita Garrett Hootie, a.k.a. Mrs. Stan or Stan's wife.
Until next time, be well.